Welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN, rolling right along on a Monday morning. And our next segment features the Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood is the Marketing and Development Officer out there. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very good. It's definitely fall today.
No doubt about that. Yeah, the temperature sure cooled in a quick hurry. It was like 96, I think, or 94 on Saturday, and I woke up to 46 degrees this morning. It was great.
I know.
Big change there. And there's some big changes also. That's a good segue. Big changes for the Sunset Zoo. I know our reporter Derek Simmons was out there Friday for the groundbreaking, and well, there's some great photos out there, and that's an exciting, exciting project.
Exciting project for the community and for us. We did have our groundbreaking for Expedition Asia. And for those listeners who don't know, Expedition Asia is a combination of three new exhibits that we will be expanding at Sunset Zoo. It is the largest expansion we've ever done at the zoo. And the exhibits will feature our Amur leopard, our Malayan tigers, and we will be getting sloth bears. So those three exhibits will really highlight those animals. And all of those animals are endangered at this moment. And so it's a real privilege for us to be able to share those larger exhibits for our animals and provide them great homes here at Sunset Zoo, and also educate our community. And the exhibits will be very different from the exhibits that you see right now at Sunset Zoo. And by different, I mean you will still have that up-close feel for being right there with the animals, but we will have things that are involved with those exhibits that include training walls for our keepers and the animals. You'll get to see some of the interaction that we do daily with those animals. And then all of these exhibits are prepared to be breeding exhibits. So we can breed all of those animals here at Sunset Zoo once that is built too.
That is exciting, and especially if you're an animal lover and you love helping out endangered species, that's going to be a great project. I imagine going forward, this is going to be a great tool to be able to market to those outside of Manhattan even.
Yeah, we have a lot of visitors that visit us now from across the region, but this will be a sight to be seen probably from across the state. So we will have lots of people that I hope will want to come see our exhibits up close. And we anticipate that this project is going to be an 11-month project. Our builders are KBS Constructors, and they have had a lot of experience with different zoo exhibits. So we're so excited that they are our building partners, and we did churn some dirt on this past Friday. The real heavy dirt lifting will begin here shortly at the very beginning of October. So you will start to see a different look to our zoo as we build this project. It will take 11 months, and there will be components of the zoo that will be under construction, obviously, during that time. The zoo will remain open. There will just be components of the zoo that you will not be able to access. But we are trying to keep as much open as possible, but we have to look out for the safety of our guests and our animals. So we will have a component of the zoo fenced off during that construction. But this is really a fast timeline as far as three exhibits in a zoo, and we know that we're on target to complete that.
Whereabouts in the zoo is this project going to be located at?
Sure. So the exhibit will really cover a large component of what we call our third tier or our lowest tier. So if you've ever been to the zoo, that lower tier is where our tigers are located currently, but it's a very steep incline. So you're sometimes not able to see our tigers right now because of that incline, and it is not accessible to the public right now because of that incline. This exhibit, when it is complete, it will be accessible and make our zoo 100% ADA accessible. And so it's that lower tier where the tigers are. Our Amur leopard is down there right now. right now, but he will have a much bigger exhibit. And then our Asian clawed otters are down there now, so they will most likely will be off exhibit during that time. And we've had some different exhibits who have already moved out to new homes right now. We will keep all of our animals that we currently have right now during construction. They will just be in different homes and in different holding areas and being taken care of off exhibit grounds right now. So we will still have those animals, and they will have plenty of space and be well cared for during construction. But it's like when you're building a house, you have to kind of move stuff around, and that's what we're doing. But so it's that lower tier. We still will have some viewing capabilities of different animals in that area. Our Maine wolves, you will probably be able to still see maybe the upper tier of the Gibbons exhibit, but the lower tier of that, when you go down that hill, will be part of that construction project. So the zoo will look a lot different once this is completed, but it will be a lot more open, and you'll have a lot better venue for all of those animals that we're building new homes for.
Okay. Cannot wait to see that come to fruition next year. It's going to be a great project. And you know, during construction, I know there's opportunities. You mentioned that there's going to be places that won't be available at times. But what about, as we kind of segue into, like, birthdays, if I want to have a birthday party out
there. Sure. We are still going to have those opportunities. And for those that have not had an opportunity to have an event at the zoo, we do have events. Space, both indoor and outdoor. And a lot of our guests, our members, and just anyone does have the availability to reserve space at our zoo for birthday parties or other events. But for right now, our birthday parties, you do have opportunities to reserve space like our outdoor pavilion, which is outdoors, but it can be your private area that is right next to the playground for a birthday party. Our the current way that we are doing birthday parties is a little different than what we have done in the past due to COVID regulations. Our hands-on educators will not lead that birthday party, but you will have the ability to have your birthday at the zoo. So you can have some discounted admission. You can still have that experience at the zoo, whether it's outdoors at a place like our pavilion, which will remain open during construction, or you can be upstairs, or what I call upstairs or upper level at the Nature Exploration Center, and there are rooms available for rent during that time frame when it gets a little bit colder, and you can still have a birthday party experience. We are just straying away from that hands-on activity right now, but we are every step of the way looking to how we integrate that in the future. But that still gives you a great experience here at Sunset Zoo. We also have another option if you choose not to come to the zoo, but you still want to have that zoo experience. We have a online birthday party option where you can have a virtual birthday party. So you can Zoom in with our zoo educators, and with our virtual option, you do have the opportunity to be with three different animals during the virtual opportunity. One of those animals will do a painting experience during the birthday party, and then you can have up to, I believe, 30 friends at that experience, and then you have the opportunity to have that painting sent to you after the birthday party. So we've got a couple of options in person and a little bit more intimate hands-on experience online for birthday parties, or it does not have to be a birthday party. It can be anyone's experience. So those are some of our options that we have right now. And I know that I've been contacted by several families who are still interested in different birthday opportunities here at the zoo.
Yeah, because the zoo's a place to celebrate. I mean, you go there, you're not going there to be bummed out. You're going there to have a good time.
And we try to provide that to you. So speaking of a good time, we have been exploring, and we've started to get a couple of questions about Spooktacular, which is a very long-standing event here for us at Sunset Zoo. It's our Halloween event. Due to COVID, and I'm sure a lot of people are asking all over the place about what happens to Halloween in 2020 due to COVID. And we have a safety plan kind of devised for Spooktacular. It's a different experience, but we are still waiting for approval to host that event this year. We hope to hear sometime later this week. So watch our Facebook page, watch our website for details on that. If we are approved for that event, it will look a little different due to COVID regulations, but we are still hoping to have it. It will just be a more condensed version of Spooktacular, and we will do some crowd control. So we are extending our time frames if we are able to have it to more of a two-hour activity each and during several evenings of the last week of October. And we will not have candy stations that people will handle candy at, but we will provide candy if approved. As you're exiting the zoo, you'll get a pre-bagged bag of candy. But as I said, we are just trying to look at all those options right now. It isn't approved, but we are looking at that way of providing a safe experience for the community members, because we know it's been a long-standing event, and we want to make it a safe, good opportunity for the community.
Yeah, no question. That is a popular event, and hopefully that will go on, as you said, in the alternative fashion there. And costumes encouraged, right?
Costumes are encouraged, and we will be decorating the zoo, as we always usually do, for the holiday season. And so it would be a great opportunity for pictures with your family or friends, and we still want you to come in. Explore the zoo, but we just want it to be in a safe fashion. So please watch our Facebook page and our website. We will be able to make that determination and let people know, yes, we are going to have the event, or no, unfortunately, it just won't work out this year. But we will hope to make that decision later this week, and we'll be posting that out to the community. And I did also want to mention, just because Halloween season is upon us, I've seen the candy in the stores already. I wanted to kind of share some education that we provide as part of our AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums. Our partners at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs, they have done a lot of education and research about sustainable palm oil. And sustainable palm oil is an oil that is in a lot of our oils that we use in foods every day. And palm oil itself is. And we are just hoping to encourage, for conservation efforts, sustainable palm oil, because palm oil is derived from our rainforests, and a lot of those rainforests are being, affected by the creation of palm oil. So we partner with Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, who puts together a really simple app that you can find to help you shop for things that have that sustainable palm oil in it. And candy has a lot of palm oil in it. So if you just, we'll be putting that up on our Facebook page this week and our website, but there is a really fun app that Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has created. It's, you can find it in any of your app stores. Just search for Cheyenne Mountain Zoo shopping guide, and then it'll look like a little circle of a orangutan with a little green orangutan, and that will give you your shopping app to go just scan any candy, and it'll tell you whether that has palm oil in it or it's sustainable or not. And then we will be posting that on our website too. And you know, all the popular brands that a lot of people like Snickers and Hershey's and Reese's and Butterfinger, they all have a sustainable palm oil in them already. But so we're just trying to educate people about smart ways to shop.
Okay, sounds good. I got to squeeze in a quick break, and we can come back, and we'll finish up. We'll wrap up with Melissa Kirkwood here on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues after this.